Bill Buckley, your host, and it's time to catch up with all things technological. The gadget detective, Fevzi Türkalp, is here once again. Morning, Fevzi.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to have to really motor today because if in an ideal world, we will do your very interesting topic of the week. We will do two gadgets and we'll also do a Best Buys, won't we?
Yep. So I shall be brief.
And I will try very hard not to lead you down interesting side roads, but it's very tempting
For the first time in recorded history, I will be brief, he says, extemporating as he goes.
I'll stop talking. Yes, go.
Right. Public service announcement, millions of families missing out on cheap broadband. Most people don't know, but there are something for broadband deals called social tariffs. People who are financially challenged, usually households that are in receipt of benefits, are entitled to social tariffs. These are special tariffs provided by normal broadband providers, but for between typically about £10 and £20 a month, as opposed to £30, £40, £50 a month. However, whilst it is true that 4.3 million UK households qualify for such tariffs, only 220,000 actually take them up. That's 5% of those that qualify. Most of the people who don't have it, who qualify, don't know about it, because although the broadband providers are encouraged to provide social tariffs by the government, they
don't shout about it much.
No, yeah. In fact, only 9% of those who were on the tariffs found out about it from the provider themselves. Most of them found out about it from media and social media. Mm. So Ofcom is alerting us to this, and I'm alerting everyone to it that I can reach to say, please, if you think you might qualify, it's pretty much it's almost any benefit, you know. It's just worth checking out. And yeah. The providers are many. They include BT, Community Fibre, Sky, Virgin Media, most of the big ones. Thumbs down to TalkTalk and O2, who currently are considering introducing social tariffs, but I don't know what they're thinking about. They really should do it because the affordability index, where they check if people can afford their broadband and telephone, more and more people are having trouble understandably affording this, so that could save you a couple of £100 a year.
So of the just over 4 million households who could get it but aren't getting it, do we know that they already do have the equipment, or could it be that some of them are so hard up they haven't even got the kit and therefore there'd be no point in getting a discount because it's a discount or something that they haven't got and can't have?
It's not broken down, but when it's only 5% take up, you've got to think that there's a lot of people.
There will be quite
full,
a lot. I just wonder if it was all of them. Yeah.
Okay. Possibly not all of them, but still, 4.3 million households and a fifth of a million actually, getting it. So 5%.
So speak to your supplier is the thing.
There are other benefits as well, because usually. You're on shorter-term contract, there's no early exit fees either. So if your financial circumstances change, you're not going to be billed to buy yourself out of the contract. You can just leave. So that's another benefit. Okay. Gives you more flexibility. So,
very
all good
well
for
done.
Them.
Let's do gadget part one then, or first gadget, as it were, shall we?
Okay, this is an interesting one. So two bugbears about mobile phones are, one, that they're not repairable anymore. They're all glued shut, and if you need a simple thing like a battery, has to go back to the manufacturer, they'll charge you often the better part of £100 to switch up a cheap battery. Most of that's labor, also that you can't upgrade your phone. We say obviously, but there are differences. The other thing is with Google producing Android, Google provide Android free of charge to phone manufacturers, because they then use Google's apps to spy on you. They send back all sorts of data when you use the operating system back to Google.
You have a wonderful choice of words, marvellous. Spy.
I didn't graduate from the diplomatic corps. But it is funny. In China, they used to say that they used to send a bill to the families of people who've been shot by the government for the bullet that killed them. In this country, we spend the better part of £1,000 on the most sophisticated spy gadget, and we then carry it around with us dutifully and allow ourselves to be spied on.
Look, is one way of looking at it, he said with his BBC hat on. Yes, carry on.
I'm so sorry. I probably put up your blood pressure every time I tell the truth about these things.
It's always an exciting ride. It's the roller coaster half hour of my show. Carry on.
Well, there's a company, a French company called Murena, M-U-R-E-N-A. So they take the phone, which is already modular and upgradable, called the Fairphone 4, F-A-I-R, Phone 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the phone's called the Fairphone 4. That's the repairable, modular, sustainable part of it. Because the other thing is, it's all, you know, all its sustainable credentials are in place. Mm-hmm. And then they de-Google it. They take Google's Android and they pull out all the bits that phone home from Android. So you get to run something that looks like Android, but it doesn't. So one of the things that makes me buy iPhones is because I'd rather pay a whole lot of money for the handset and have a little bit less spying. Sorry, surveillance. No, monitoring. What's the correct term?
Sharing of information. Possibly.
Yeah. So your information goes to Google, it then gets sold to data brokers who sell it on, and your privacy is shot. So what Murena do, as I say, they de-Google Android. It's brilliant. They de-Google Android, they stick it on there. So you've got Android, you can... Now, bear in mind that if you still download an app, because you can still access... They have their own app store where everything is, you know, safe and secure. But mm-hmm. if you want to go into that side of things where you use the you know, Google's Play Store, you can still do that. But bear in mind, you're then subject to whatever data sharing you've agreed to when you download a particular app. But they have a set of apps, all the basic functions in a separate app store for this. So it's called the Murena Fairphone 4, M-U-R-E-N-A. They're the French company who take the Fairphone 4, F-A-I-R-P-H-O-N-E, version 4, and they de-Google it. But it is amazing. The Fairphone 4 itself, it's a 5G-capable phone. It's modular. It's repairable. You can pop the back off. You can swap out the battery. You can even upgrade the cameras and do funky things like that. Mm-hmm. And one of the main points of failure on phones is the charging port. Mm-hmm. And you can actually flip out the charging port and put in another one. I mean, it's a delight. You know, and all this thing about, oh, well, you know, we can't do it anymore. Look, they've done it, and it's a small company that's done it as well.
A delight, and it's only 4 out of 5 stars, I see, not 4.5.
No, I tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because being a French company, on the website, when you buy it, you're buying it from them in the EU, and you may be subject to... It's not clear on their website, but I think you may be subject to import duties because we're not in the EU anymore, we're not in the free trade area. So that's the only reason I would say to Murena, they would need to make clear on their website whether buyers are going to get smacked with import duty on this
or not.
Yep.
Talking of which, the price is...
Okay, so there's two versions. The base model is about £499.
Which is what you'd expect for a phone, isn't it? I mean, it's not a lot more to spend in the first place to get all the benefits later.
It's not bad, and it's still got an IP54 rating. So even though you can pop the back off it, it's still reasonably water and dust resistant, which, you know, again, is the main reason given. It's a dual 48 megapixel camera on the rear and 25 megapixel on the front. Really a lovely phone, and I just like the fact you get the box, which is the Fairphone 4 box, and you've got the Murena sticker on it saying de-Googled. Just love it.
It's quite cool, that.
I'm sorry, I just love it because...
I've just
noticed... Why should they have your data?
I've just noticed, by the way, it's two more gadgets and a roundup of bargains. Is that right?
No. One more gadget and a roundup of bargains.
Oh, I must have got that wrong somehow. Oh, I see what I've done. Yes,
probably my mistake.
No, it's because the first gadget is number two. It means number two. The things that the news story being number one. That's what it is, isn't it?
You're good. Fortunate. I haven't included last week's gadget inadvertently. I sometimes do that as well. Just to give you a heart attack.
Yes, another heart attack. It's Bill Buckley with you. It's Fevzi Turkalt, the gadget detective. You can find him on Twitter @gadgetdetective, and you can get his podcasts for free at gadgetdetective.com or in all the usual ways that you listen to your podcast. So we've got the new phone, Fevzi. We need a charging station to go with it.
Yes. So, this is for iPhones, but all the same, it's a good gadget. So this is from a company called 12 South, written out, word 12 and then word South. They've kind of well known for producing accessories for Apple stuff mainly, but a lot of it works with non-Apple stuff. And I'll explain what this is. This is called the Hi-Rise 3. So H-I-R-I-S-E, or one word, 3. It's a 3-in-1 magnetic charging station. So it's for an iPhone, an Apple Watch, and, well, they say AirPods, but actually the earbuds can be any Qi wireless charging. So they don't have to be Apple, but the phone and the Apple Watch need to be an iPhone and an Apple Watch. So what it is, is imagine a little stand. It fits mm-hmm. quite nicely on a sort of bedside table or perhaps on a desk. So the base of the stand has got a charging pad built into it. And on it, you can put your AirPods, which are wireless Apple earbuds, or another brand of wireless earbuds as well that is capable of what's called Qi charging. Yeah.
Ooh.
So Qi, by the way, is spelled Qi. It's Chinese, right? So Qi charging, Qi. If you try and look it up on a page, it'll be Qi. You have a Qi charging capable earbuds. You have an iPhone with MagSafe. MagSafe is where the modern iPhones have got this magnetic circle on the back of them. This has got a tilted magnetic stand, so it's sort of tilted towards you at an angle. But the magnet's quite strong, so you can just pull it off when you're finished with it. You don't have to connect a cable. It's wireless charging, and you just put it onto the stand. It doesn't fall off. It charges it wirelessly. You can still tap and use the phone whilst it's on the charging stand. Hence, it's good for that. And then behind the phone, there's a little shelf, and on it, you just put your Apple Watch on it, and it charges that. So either you have it on your bedside table, and in the morning you wake up and everything is charged, or you have it on your desk. It comes in a choice of matte white, matte black, but not matte bianco. It's just two
or colors. Lucas. What a shame. What a shame.
I know. So it doesn't have that. So £99. I've given it a 3.5-star rating. Although I love this,
mm-hmm.
I think for that money, it should have the charging puck built in, or at least provided in it. It doesn't. It has a space for the charger, but you expect it to use your own Apple little charging device that came with. Yeah. So for £99, if it's on offer, that will go up to four out of five. But at £99, that's 3.5 stars.
Gotcha.
Elegant, practical design. Finally,
a roundup of some of. We've got about 3 minutes if you want to round up the bank holiday bargains.
Bags
yes.
of time. Yeah. Mm. So on the App Store, every now and then. So this is for Apple stuff, but do check out the Google Play Store for deals as well. There is a website that I love, which is called appsliced.co. appsliced.co, not co.uk or .com, just .co, appslice.co. And it allows you to look for deals on whatever sort of apps you like. So you know I like synthesizers and stuff, so that's why I'm interested in. But you can search by genre, and you can set up apps that you're interested in, so when they drop to a particular price of your choosing, you'll get an alert, or you can just look up what's on offer at the moment. So in terms of synthesizers, you know the other day we did the Moog Mavis, that little kit synthesizer from Moog. But that was still, £260 odd, which is good value, but not everyone wants to spend that. Moog have been really good at making really good apps of their classic synthesizers. So the Moog Model D, which is ubiquitous across about four decades of pop music, and also the Moog Model 15, which is a modular synthesizer, the hardware version, costs thousands of pounds. Both the Model D app and the Moog Model 15 mm-hmm. Normally sell for £29.99. Both are on the App Store for £9.99. They work on an iPad. They even work on an iPhone. You can get a modular synthesizer on an iPhone. It's quite remarkable. And if you've got one of the modern Macs, what Apple Macintosh is, what they call an M1 Mac, it will run on there as well. They don't charge you separately. It just runs on there, which is brilliant, because then, especially with the modular synth, if you've got a big computer screen, you can see much more of what's going on at once. So those are a good deal. They're a third of the normal price, £9.99. One of my other favourite synthesizers is called Synthmaster 2 from a company called KV331. Their app is usually £25. It's down to £13. Mm-hmm. That's for iPad only. There's several affordable music apps from I think it's just one guy, but he's very bright. He trades under the name of Four Pockets, number four, followed by Pockets. And he makes apps for iPads, iPhone, and again works with the M1 Apple Macs. And they're all on offer at the moment. There's a one called TerraSynth, T-E-R-A Pro Synth, for iPad from a guy called Harry Goss, G-O-H-S. What I love is, you know, you can be a cottage industry. You can
apparently
make one,
so. Yes,
one killer app. Yeah,
I didn't
normally,
know. Yeah.
Normally £13, down to a tenner. And finally, Audio Kit FM Player 2. My first synthesizer was a Yamaha DX7 back in the
very famous
80s.
Yeah. Make.
Now you can have those DX7 sounds for 99 pence.
So you get all the electric piano sounds, basically, which are
electric pianos, but also the other DX7 sounds
and the other,
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They're actually lovely samples, but really very good. But you don't have to like those ones. Go to appslice.co, giving away my secrets now of how I find deals. Set up, look at what's available, and then set up the ones that you want, so that the thing that normally sells for 50 quid, when it comes down to 20, you can jump on it, because right, usually it's only on offer for a day or two. I'm finished.
As my mother used to say when I was getting on her nerves, enough! Not that you were getting on my nerves at all. Thank you so much, Fevzy. Have a lovely bank holiday.
Cheers, bye.
Talk to you in 7.